Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
We've come to the last day of 2015. It's hard to believe that 2015 is almost gone, and we're about ready to go into the new year, 2016. As we look back on 2015, we're thankful to God regarding all of the different opportunities that He brought to Liberty Counsel. Certainly, there are a lot of challenges, both in 2015 and moving forward, but we want to talk about some of the opportunities that God provided in 2015. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbWire.com. Matt, there's so many things. We have them overviewed in our 2015 year-end report, which I hope people have in their possession and review it as we are in the last day of 2015. Or if you don't have it, you can contact us and we'll send you one of these multicolor, multi-pages 2015 year-end reports. It goes over all the different areas in a very overview fashion. Because we don't have time or space to go into depth for everything, because every one of these can take quite a bit of explanation and quite a bit of time. But it gives you an overview, Matt, that I think is quite breathtaking when you look at the breadth, including Covenant Journey. This is one of the things that Liberty Counsel is involved in, Christians in Defense of Israel, and Covenant Journey. We want to talk about that a little bit on today's program.
Yeah, exciting stuff. And you know, in the preceding days, we have discussed a number of the new ministry projects and affiliations of Liberty Counsel. But this one, Covenant Journey, to me, is just so fascinating. It's an exciting opportunity that brings young people together, college students from 85 colleges and universities, to Israel at a cost to the students of only $500 in 2015, and Covenant Journey will be continuing on into 2016. And Matt, the feedback that these students have shared based on their Covenant Journey experience, they have said it's simply been life-changing. To me, this is just one of the real centerpieces of these new types of projects that Liberty Counsel has been rolling out.
Yes, in fact, as you're hearing this broadcast, I am with right now Christian college students in Israel. My wife and Anita have accompanied them to Israel on this Covenant Journey. We have college students from over about 25, 22 different colleges and universities that are with us. These are Christian college students. They have leadership potential, and they have expressed some interest, level of support for Israel. That's the criteria. We want some of the best to go with us. And we have now, as a result of this trip, we'll have taken over 320 people in this now the seventh trip that we launched. The first one was a year ago at the same time. We had been working on this since 2011 when Anita and I went to Israel to meet with a number of Israeli officials, including having a private meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. It was in June of 2011 that this idea began to shape and come into existence. We began it earlier in 2011, but it really began to escalate when we went there for that one-week meeting. And then we launched our first Liberty Ambassador Council tour in September of 11. That's a tour for anyone. It is a fully paid tour. We still have those tours for people who want to come. It's also a life-changing experience, but you're going to fully pay for that trip. What we did, though, was we started the Liberty Ambassador Council program as the template and continue to do that. And out of that grew Covenant Journey. Covenant Journey is the same kind of program, if you will, but it is only for college-age students. We know that college-age students, people who are in college, they can't afford to pay for a full trip, but they need this desperately because they're being inundated in their college campuses, whether it's Christian or certainly if it's secular, and their faith is being challenged. So we wanted to be able to bring them to Israel to strengthen their Christian faith and ignite their faith, deepen their faith as they walk the land of the Scriptures where Jesus walked, where the apostles were, where the kings ruled, and where all of this began, to be able to experience it, touch it, taste it, feel it, to see it for real, and to strengthen their Christian faith. That's our primary objective. And out of that, they grow in love with Israel, and they become goodwill ambassadors for Israel and the Jewish people. It literally is life transformative. So college students that are eligible and that are selected pay only $500. They have to get to the point of departure, which is in New York, where we fly from. And once they get there, everything is covered. $500 covers everything. We underwrite through contributions the rest of the cost, which is quite significant for each student. That includes the airfare, the three meals a day, the top quality hotels. These are not hostels. These are not lower. These are very good, very pleasant places in which to stay. Great air-conditioned, state-of-the-art tour buses, top tour guides and leaders with other individuals that are there to help lead and chaperone. They are all part of the trip. We have speakers that we bring in. We get some of the top speakers. A real Holocaust survivor comes in to speak with them. We have people that are experts in a wide variety of areas of business and technology, national security, the Israeli-Palestinian issues of coexistence and conflict. All of those things and much more are covered. They get to see all the biblical sites for 10 days. It's an amazing trip. So if you want to sponsor a student, $3,000 will sponsor a student. $500 they pay. Each one cost about $3,500 the way we do it. We underwrite the $3,000. They pay $500. That is just our cost. That does not cover any staff time or any administration time. That's all completely separate. If you want to sponsor a student, $150,000 per bus or $3,000 per student, 10 students would be 3,000 times 10, $30,000. You'll literally change the lives of these young people and impact our future of America for a long term. It's a great investment. You can go to covenantjourney.org. That's covenantjourney.org.
Yes, so important, especially when you consider, Matt, that around American college campuses, there's such a growing, spirit of anti-Semitism. And this is a chance for young people, for those who might want to sponsor a college student, or for college students to go get a legitimate, an actual education about Israel, about the Holy Land, about the Israeli government, about how things operate in Israel, and really see with their own eyes that this propaganda that's being spun in these, and particularly in these more liberal college campuses around the country, which unfortunately is most of them, they can see with their own eyes that is indeed propaganda.
That's right. So covenantjourney.org is a great place to go. You can contribute there. You can also contribute to Liberty Council. That's just one of many things that Liberty Council has. We have Christians in Defense of Israel, which has its own newsletter. If you love and support Israel, you might want to get, in addition to the Liberty Council newsletters, the Christians in Defense of Israel newsletter. That's also part of Liberty Council. Just call Liberty Council, 407-875-1776, or go email liberty@lc.org, liberty@lc.org, and ask to be on the Christians in Defense of Israel mailing list. There's so much more that we can go over. I encourage you to get the 2015 year-end partners report. You can email us at that liberty@lc.org email for it, or call us 407-875-1776. We also have the Liberty Prayer Network. So much to go over that we just simply can't in the time that we have allotted. This is a prayer intercessory ministry of Liberty Council. Any contribution, by the way, to Liberty Council between now and December 31 will be matched. It will be doubled. So make your contribution count. It's not too late to support Liberty Council. If you already have supported Liberty Council, consider supporting Liberty Council again. This is the last day of the year. You can postmark a check. You can put it in the mail as long as it's postmarked December 31. Or you can do an online credit card contribution at lc.org. And as long as it is done by midnight, your time zone, whatever your time zone is, then it will be credited towards the matching grant, so that your 100 becomes 200, your 1,000 becomes 2,000, and so forth. Take advantage of it at this time of the year. Extend your reach. There's so many different aspects and permutations of Liberty Council. We encourage you as we move into 2016. Yes, there's challenges, but with God, all things are possible. Stand with us as we continue to move forward to glorify Him. Go to lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.